Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. Today I have two guests. I have Bill Bohr, the president, and Dean Miller, the COO of Wall to Wall Commercial Flooring. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Everything's good.
Wonderful.
It's good to be with you guys. We're actually at a company fishing tournament, and we'll get to that in just a minute. A little background, a 102-year-old company now being run by its third generation. And the company kind of did a major split 30 years ago and shifted its focus from being a residential flooring company to a commercial flooring company. You now have 10 locations, 7 of which are focused in commercial and 3 in residential. And the revenue from the business is about 80% commercial and 20% residential, right?
That's correct, yes.
So the company started as a hardware company and then focused in residential flooring and then commercial flooring, and that's been the big successful decision for Wall to Wall, right?
Yes, a little bit different. We entered the commercial business in 1989. The residential business, it wasn't necessarily a change of focus. We've kept both of them going. It's just that the commercial business has grown so much more. At the time we did it, we didn't know it was going to be that much. But I still work a good part of my time on the residential business.
And it's a cash and carry business, right?
No, we have a large inventory and people come in and just take out the material. But we also do full installation and everything else. So it's not just cash and carry.
So Bill, how's business right now?
It's very, very good. I guess I got to qualify that. The residential business seems to be following a national trend, and it's pretty flat. Commercial business is going very, very well. We're fortunate. Idaho and Utah are two states that are growing rapidly, and we're in both of them. And we've played on that, and we've also slowly built up our reputation. So it's good.
So Dean, you were the first employee that Bill hired when he started focusing on the commercial business, right?
That's correct, yeah. I wasn't sure I wanted to be a carpet salesman. I didn't know anything about carpet, but Bill talked me into trying it for 1 year, and that was about 37 years ago.
What do you think the secret to wall-to-wall success is?
Good leadership. Bill set the tone right off the bat, and the ethics and the way Bill holds everyone's feet to the fire has just been really refreshing. I've had a wonderful time working for Bill.
I've looked at your website, and I like the little tagline, "You dream it and we craft it," right?
That's right. Bill says the carpet mills manufacture the product and we make a fine finished floor.
That's right. It's just in a box till you get a hold of it, right?
That's exactly right.
So we're at this event and you brought 41 people down here, and it's a good mix. It's contractors and designers, architects, and some sponsors as well, right?
That's correct. That's exactly right. And general contractors, architects, we have a couple of end users with us that we sell to directly without going through a general contractor. So that's exactly right. And the sponsors are, kind of takes me back, one of the best examples of our success, and I appreciate that, Dean. But it's also the way we've gone after relationships. And the relationships are on, they're two-sided. It's not only your customers, but also your vendors. And we have very good vendor relationships. And that helps you along the way, especially when certain things are specified and bid. It's good to have the relationship with the vendor as well as the customer.
You know, a lot of companies do golf events, you know, where you're riding around in maybe a cart with another person. And the way you've got this set up, you're able to pull these people off and kind of do one challenge together and spend time getting to know each other better. I mean, it's a great relationship building activity, right?
Absolutely. And Dean's probably the guy that taught me that. But, you know, it's a couple of things. We don't take people here that we don't know at all. This is mainly people that we know. Just about everybody here are existing customers. So it's a thank you more than it is some sort of and we don't talk business. And then the relationship with the customer is, of course, very important. So we have it all together, and then the customers want to use those vendors' products, and it's turned out to be a very, very good event. Another reason I like to come here is this thing has grown year after year, and it's become somewhat of an institution in our little local area that, whoa, can I go on the wall-to-wall fishing trip? We hear that very, very often. People ask to come on it.
And this is the 28th year.
Yes, it is. 28th year.
You know, we did a best practices on wall to wall in our May issue, if the listener wants to refer back to it. And one of the things you say in there is that you take baby steps. You don't take huge risks. But you've expanded this thing, and I mean, you've created a business that's doing very well. So maybe taking baby steps is the right approach, right?
I think it is. This day and age, I don't think people really think that way anymore. You got private equity buying, you know, millions and millions of dollars worth of flooring business and other industries as well as flooring. And I don't think you get a relationship just by showing up, buying them dinner, or taking them golfing. And I'm not knocking taking golfing. I think that's a good thing to do, but it's the same type of customer that we have. But what's going on now is they think they can just buy their way into a relationship, and you got to look not only at the quantity of the relationship but the quality. And to build a trusting relationship just flat takes time. And that's where the baby steps come in.
So, Dean, what do you think the secret sauce is for Wall to Wall?
Well, I think it's just our approach to business, and we're very casual about it. We're not a hard sell ever. So we really focus on hiring the best people. I've told my people that work for me, when you need to hire someone better than you, and then you'll be successful.
And you have 80 people working in this company, right?
That's correct. I didn't know the exact number, but it used to be one. Now it's 80.
Any noteworthy projects you guys got on the backlog for this year?
We're finishing up the final phase of the new airport in Salt Lake City. We'll be working on that. We've got some tracks coming up, some Air Force bases in California. We're just finishing two major tracks, NCAA tracks for high schools, actually, in Stockton, California, and working on some other major projects. One big one coming up down the road. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, guys, well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Bill Borer, the president, and Dean Miller, the COO of Wall-to-Wall Commercial Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.